Is it or is it not? Is it was or was it is? Well, it is the news, according to me. Good morning. It is Friday. Finally, Friday. We're near the weekend. This is the end of the week. I guess that's why they call it the weekend. The Shabbat Shalom of the week. We have it is Friday, July 29th. Let's just get into this. It's July 29th, 6:35 a.m. And I have to say that I do appreciate all of you who are listening to the program. We have unprecedented numbers of people consistently listening now. I think it has something to do with this earlier posting deal going on, apparently. I don't know. It would seem that we have, of course, this is kind of weird. The numbers here look kind of weird. I'm not sure what's, oh yeah, for sure enough, there it is, yeah. Numbers are way up there. But these analytics look a little bit strange. I'm not sure. We had a couple days a row of really high numbers. We'll have to see what happens today with this posting, particularly today. But it just has this weird thing. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? We have a cup as well. Let's talk about my cup, because what is in my cup is not really this one cup I have has sweet tea in it, and I'm in Atlanta right now, and Atlanta has extremely good sweet tea down here. Depending on where you go, most places have sweet tea. They get it. I don't understand how businesses even run down here without actually having real sweet tea, because people would probably revolt. I also have a little backup bottle here of milk. Believe it or not, I might be drinking that this morning. That might be my breakfast. I don't know how this is going to go. Normally I get up, work out, and then I do the show, and then I go off for breakfast. I'm not so sure I'm going to go off for breakfast this morning. I just don't know how this is going to work out. I was sleeping this morning, then the alarm went off. Usually I get up when the alarm goes off. I don't even hit the snooze once usually, but when I set an alarm, I just get up. That's because I set it, because that's when I want to get up. So I did not do that this morning. I woke up and looked at some things and started listening to some things on YouTube. And I just felt like I needed to sleep a little bit more. I did work out extremely hard yesterday. Yesterday morning I had a cardio thing, and then in the afternoon I did my weights, and I did a little bit more cardio after that, and I think my body just needs to recover a little bit more this morning. So I'm just kind of feel the need to sleep. I felt the need to sleep, so I slept a little bit more. But again, I'm just talking about me, and that's because, you know, that's what the show is about. It's about me and what I think about the news. So the question is, what are we in a recession or not? This administration it blows my mind that they get away with this all the time. Now, they're having a little bit of a hard time with this one, and I think that the news media is growing a little bit weary, because they feel the pressure of the midterms coming up, and they realize this bumbling administration is bringing the whole thing down. So we're in a recession, and the administration is arguing that we're not in an administration. Why? Because they say so. That's the reason we're not in an administration. And this is the way it's been in this administration all along. Well, you have to have the vaccine because we say so. The vaccines work because we say so. We have to get out of Afghanistan because we say so. It was a good move because we say so. That just one thing after another with this administration. What you're seeing is not what you're seeing. What you're hearing is not what you're hearing. Trust us. We'll tell you what you're hearing and what you're seeing and what you should know and how you should think about it. And everything that is wrong with this government and everything that's going wrong with the country right now is not our fault. It's someone else's fault. It's your fault. How dare you? How dare you buy so much gas for your carbon-creating car? How dare you? How dare you? It's just one thing after another, and I think that the people of this country right now are just fed up. They've just had it with this whole thing. On top of everything else that's going on. Now, there's an interesting lawsuit out there right now. I think 23 states are involved. They're going after big tech because of all the censorship. And the premise, the thing that draws them into this lawsuit is their connection to this administration. The Democrats, the leftists who are in politics, have officially been talking to big tech. And when I say big tech, I'm talking about the social platforms that people have been getting censored on. They've been censoring politicians. They censored the president of the United States. And people say, oh, that's great. And you have a few people on the left who are saying, whoa, I may not like what he says, but he should be able to speak. And when you have a platform that's based on that idea, and again, I tell you, if these people ran the world, which that's what their goal is, that these are the fascists. These are the ones who will excommunicate you. These are the ones who will shut you down and silence you, lock you away from society because you're a threat to society. This is not the heart of our founders. Our founders never intended to have someone censored for their right to free speech. Like Bill Maher said, free speech is only free when it's speech you disagree with. That's why you're allowed to say it. We wouldn't need free speech if everyone agreed all the time. Having the right to bring grievances and disagreements is the right to free speech, and that is exactly what they are shutting down. And Nancy Pelosi, the Biden administration, I'm not going to say, look, Joe Biden doesn't run anything. I don't know if any of you have noticed or realized this. You know, Mitch McConnell recently there was this big conversation about whether they were going to send $40 billion to Ukraine. Because, you know, Ukraine, I guess. I don't know why we have to do this. We're just going to send them, but we're just going to write a check out, send them a bunch of money. And because we say so. Well, Mitch McConnell called Joe Biden and requested that we have a clean bill. They didn't want any kind of politics involved in it. They just wanted a clean bill with nothing else tagged onto it, which didn't happen, by the way. There were other things. It did get pork in it. But we're not going to go there yet. So we had this clean bill that they needed to get passed right away to get this aid because they could overwhelmingly pass it and it could happen right away. This is an emergency. So what's happening with all this? Well, anyway, I'm not going to get it. So they had this conversation. Joe hung up the phone, thought about it for a while, and then he called him back and said, yes, we need to do this. That's not what happened. What happened was Joe realized he couldn't make this decision on his own because he probably didn't understand who this Ukraine was he was talking about. He thought maybe it was some kind of a crane, like they were going to build a crane somewhere to do some work in a on a bridge or something. He probably doesn't understand what's going on. Probably had to take a nap, have somebody else make the decision, which is exactly what it was. They had to have their think tank. Because Joe doesn't run anything. Joe doesn't make these decisions. When you say Biden decided to do this or Biden decided to do that, that's not the way it's working here, folks. It's the Biden administration. And when I say administration, I mean the more of the Obama people that were in charge before, namely Valerie Jarrett. You don't hear, she's not in the news, is she? She's keeping, the people who are extremely quiet behind the scenes, who were extremely quiet behind the scenes before and extremely influential, are the ones who are laying low and speaking out to the people who are, they're pulling the strings. When was the last time you saw Valerie Jarrett on the news, on a weekend news show? She's living in the same housing complex. A housing complex. It's in a mansion. It's a divided up kind of thing that they're living in D.C. with the Obamas. When have you seen a senior White House advisor for 8 years, by the way? Nobody's ever lasted a full 8 years with any president. And then when they move out of the White House, they move into what president has ever stayed and lived in Washington and had a residence there with their senior advisor? This has never happened before. And then all of a sudden, we have Joe Biden doing what he's doing. So now they're, of course, they've had the media on their side this whole time, and they've been able to get away with all this stuff, and now the media realizes this is just not going well. They are losing this information war that they are in. And despite all their efforts, now they have implicated themselves with big tech. And these states who are filing lawsuits want discovery. They want to be able to go in and see the workings of these media companies and all this big tech stuff that's been going on. Now, I don't know what they're going to, how that's some kind of a lawsuit they're filing. I haven't gotten into the weeds on it. All I know is this is going to be an interesting battle. And they have been, now, what's good about this is, or the good news about this is that the courts have found standing. In other words, they do have a case here. Partially because if they would have had to file this in D.C., they would have never gotten a case. And that's part of the thing. The whole thing about the election in 2020, all the courts are basically saying, well, you don't have standing, without even looking at it. And of course, that was the media jumped all over that. Said, "Well, they booted it out. The courts booted that out. It's not even a case. They didn't even let them bring the case." It's very easy for a court to reject and say they don't have standing on something. That's where the power of the politics of this whole thing goes. But I digress. So, are we or are we not in a recession? Now, the argument from the left is that, well, the job numbers, we've never had a recession and had such low unemployment. We've created, I think Biden said there was, in one of his speeches, he said, we've created 9 million jobs. Either 9 million or 11 million jobs. And I don't know if he means in the last two quarters or if he means in this year. He doesn't give any frame of reference as to when. That wasn't just in the last month. I think I think I just heard gunshots. I'm not positive. Yes, I think I'm hearing gunshots. And I know those were not firecrackers. Those were not fire. That wasn't fireworks. Those were gunshots. I'm up on the 12th floor. But I don't see. I'm looking out the window here. I don't see anything. But interesting. And so anyway, I will continue on. So what they're saying is we have this job growth, And they won't really define a time frame for the job growth, but they're saying that, of course, they're always the ones who create the jobs, right? They've created, 1.9 or whatever, 2 million jobs, whatever it is. Corrine said that. I assume she means in the last quarter. Government doesn't create these jobs. And economically, you have to understand, we're coming out of a time when we lost 20 million jobs. During the Obama administration, they pulled the same thing. They did the same thing. They lost over 20 million jobs. Just disappeared. So they play with these numbers. Well, we have low unemployment. No, you don't. You have people who aren't employed right now have 20 million people who were employed who now are no longer employed. They're just not on unemployment because their benefits have either run out or they've stopped trying to get work. Part of that whole deal with the extra unemployment was that people basically made a whole bunch of extra money thinking that this was going to just keep going. And now you see people all of a sudden running out. People were out blowing money, folks. I tell you, they were out spending money, taking vacations, going to hotels on weekends. I spent a lot of time in hotels. And on weekends, the hotels were full of people, locals, just going to the hotel to take time off because they had all this extra money. Hey, let's just go to a hotel. They get it because there was a pool. They had free breakfast. Free breakfast. They would take their kids and their families would all gather together at these hotels and just blow the money. It was a big party. They could, dirty stuff up and get away from the house for a weekend. Had somebody else do all the cleaning, and they could do all the pretend like they were the big shots. People were flying like crazy. Remember how the flying came back? Well, that wasn't business travel. That was all personal travel. People were just blowing the funds that they were getting from the government, the extra government stimulus, and all the stuff was going. Oh, we're going to take a trip. And now, we're heading for a recession, and all that money's gone. And they're all going to be going, oh, now what do we do? It's just, we are headed for a very difficult time, in my opinion, because of an administration who refuses to realize, and again, it all comes back, we have an oil-based economy, folks. We have a petroleum-based society here. The industrialized world runs on petroleum fuels. I'm not going to call them fossil fuels. I have a feeling that our definition of what fossil fuels are, well, they're all dinosaurs. There weren't that many dinosaurs. If you think that it's just all it's mostly foliage. There weren't enough dinosaurs on this planet to create all the coal and oil that is available on this planet. That didn't happen. That whole thing is just such a farce. It's not even funny. But I digress. Don't let that out. We'll have to keep calling it fossil fuel. That's a joke. So, the calling of it fossil fuels is the joke. Not I'm not joking about it. So the question is: Are we in a recession or are we not? And of course, the news media on the right is all we have to call it a recession because that way we have that word we can use to say we're in a recession. At the end of the day, really, what matters is how's your life doing. people are feeling this pain. Their prices are high. We have inflation. And really, that's the dirty little secret here that we're not talking about is because we have an inflated economic situation right now, that in and of itself, even if the GDP stayed at zero, if you have an incredible inflation, it still puts you in a worse, it is a deflated situation. In other words, it is a recessive situation. Your economic situation is recessing because it's not keeping up. That is, again, another part of this puzzle that makes it a recession that they don't want to talk about. And of course, people just interchangeably use the word a recession and inflation, and they don't, again, it gets, people's eyes get blurred over and say, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but the price of gas is too high. Well, it's coming down every day. Oh, we're supposed to be happy about that, which I am. But we're talking less than 2 years ago, it was less than half where it is now. The price of gas has doubled in 2 years. And now we're starting to hear it now. I knew this would start to happen. They're redefining what we came out of with the Trump administration. Well, we inherited, oh, here we go. We inherited a very bad economic situation. A poor economy, an economy on the rocks. Oh, really? Now, people's memories are pretty short. Most people remember what it was like 2 years ago. And their understanding, if we wouldn't have touched anything, I mean, we were literally coming out of the economic hardship that COVID gave us. The economy was beginning to improve and starting to fire up again. Things were working. People were getting back to work. And then all of a sudden, there was like this, well, we have to flatten the curve on the economy. Joe Biden had to come in and change everything and not let the economy grow again. So now it's retracting. And of course, I mean, you've probably seen the clips. They've got clips after clip after clip of all the pundits over the last 20, 30 years saying that the technical definition of a recession is 2 quarters of retraction in the GDP. And that's what we've had. And now they're saying that's not the technical definition of a recession. Who cares whether it's the technical definition or not? We're throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. The problem is we've had 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP. This is a problem. You can argue all day about the definition and whether or not, well, it's, we also have all this other stuff. This has never happened. We've never had a recession with low unemployment. Whatever. Let's talk about this retraction in the GDP. Call it what you want to. That's not a good thing. But they have to have this word, recession, to use as a club coming into the midterms, because they want to use that, even though probably half the population doesn't really understand even what that means. What does it mean we're in a recession? They assume that's a depression, a recession, confession. Some kind of shuns, all kinds of shuns, not to mention a shun. There we go. Who's that remind you of? Anyway, get in the middle of a sentence and you just, anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. That's what Joe does all the time. Apparently, Joe, had a little conversation with Xi Jinping. Nancy Pelosi is talking about going to Taiwan. And in the process of all this, she's firing up things over in Taiwan. She's going to. I don't know how you look at this. You could say, why are you even talking about going to Taiwan right now? Right, especially right now. Okay, there's a war going on already in Ukraine. You've let China walk all over you all this time. You've done business with them. You've got all this money sloshing around in Ukraine. You got all this stuff going on over there. And why are all these world leaders, like, why is the leader from Guatemala going to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky? What's Ben Stiller went to meet with Zelensky. Nancy Pelosi went to meet with Zelensky. All these world, they're under attack from Russia. And you got people coming in, visiting, like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Well, I got to go now. See ya. But I just wanted this photo op with you because it's going to make me some kind of popular person because you're a hero. Oh, so I got to take my picture with you. Well, this is all this is going on. Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming and visiting. They're doing massive productions and all kinds of, I mean, Zelensky's wife is like on Vogue or whatever. They become celebrities. And of course, all this money's sloshing around over there. Gee, I wonder where all that's going. Does Putin not know exactly where Zelensky is right now? With everything that's going on, maybe he's just down in a bunker somewhere, I don't know, but it seems like he would be like the number one target there. Because you take him out, and I guarantee you, he's kind of the figurehead right now. And I think that if he was, if they really struck at the heart of that whole thing, I think that the morale of the Ukrainians would probably collapse. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we just stir them up even more. I have no idea. I'm not suggesting they do that. I think they should just get the heck out of Ukraine and leave it alone and be done with it. But that's, they've shown themselves to be the crooks and the monsters that they are in the Soviet Union now, or not the Soviet Union, but the former Soviet Union, the runner. Putin was involved in the whole thing with the Soviet Union. He was part of the KGB back when it was in control of all that stuff. But I digress. We have our own issues here with the fascists and the. What amazes me is people will talk about socialism. When you look at the history of China, in fact, this was on the Jimmy Dore show the other day. Now, Jimmy Dore is more of a socialist. I think he's kind of coming out of this. I think he's actually kind of starting to see the light in this whole thing about big government and how all the stuff that's going on. Because people want big government, but oh, we want a democratic socialism. Any type of socialism, which goes hand in hand with communism, by the way, when it becomes that, it opens up the door to tyrannical leadership. And there's nothing that people can do about it. Look at Canada. Look at what's happening in Canada. They've now outlawed the sale, exchange of any handguns, period. Period. They cracked down on people trying to protest their situation. They still have emergency operations going on because of the COVID pandemic. This is what you're facing. And Canada was just, it was a democracy. But you have a socialist in charge of that democracy, and look at what is happening now with their rights. They're taking every inch that they can take, and people are letting them get away with it. This is what happens as you go into the social, dip into the socialism pool. Hey, it's great. Come on in. Jump on in the pool. It's all free. And this is what happens. The history of China with the PLA and everything that happened there is very clear in that respect. As we enter into the weekend, have a good weekend, folks. Enjoy the weekend. Go out to a hotel somewhere. Jump in the pool. This is the news, according to me. God bless. Shabbat Shalom. Pray for our nation. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.